the thought and idea of Snickers came from an intern. I was running around doing 500 things, and the only person that I could ask to do an internship was my daughter, who was still studying. It was her recommendation to say, why should crew wear heels and formal wear? Why can't it be sneakers? And for us, it was a no-brainer in a way, right? Comfort came first. The Great Indian Marketing Show.
Welcome back to the Great Indian Marketing Show. I'm your host, Adil Bandukwala. Today, we're not just cruising at 30,000 feet. We're on a nonstop flight to marketing excellence. And trust me, you want a first-class seat for this one. You know, I'm all obsessed about points, miles, and the jet-set lifestyle. Whether I'm indulging in some katsu in Tokyo, snagging upgrades across continents, or chasing down the next big adventure, living the good life is what it's all about. And speaking of soaring high, today's guest knows all about taking things to new heights, literally. I'm beyond excited to chat with the co-founder, CMO, and CXO of Akasa, the airline that's redefining travel. KBAI, let's give our listeners a little more about Belson before we dive in.
Thank you, Adil. Belson Coutinho is a true pioneer in the aviation industry. As the co-founder and chief marketing and experience officer of Akasa Air, Belson is steering India's newest airline to unprecedented heights. His impressive career spans over two decades, including pivotal roles as CMO at VFS Global and a remarkable 24-year tenure at Jet Airways. Belson's expertise in aviation marketing is unparalleled, and his innovative approach at Akasa Air is redefining the Indian airline industry. His leadership has been crucial in Akasa's extraordinary growth, making it one of the fastest growing airlines in civil aviation history.
Bang on, KPAI. What an incredible journey Akasa has had in such a short span of time. Belson, first off, congratulations on two game-changing years of Akasa. The numbers are mind-blowing. 300% revenue surge, 24 brand new aircraft added to your fleet, all within 21 months of your maiden flight. And let's not forget, you took Akasa international in a record 19 months. No Indian airline has done this so fast. On top of that, your on-time performance is leading the pack. Even during last month's global IT outage, while many airlines were grounded, Akasa didn't cancel a single flight. That speaks volumes about your commitment to customer experience and operational excellence. You're not just flying high, but looks like you're setting new benchmarks. Super pumped and excited about hosting you at the Great Indian Marketing Show. Thanks for making time, Belson.
Hey, Adil, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for a bit of an overwhelming introduction, but I'll take that any time. And thank you, KP, for that introduction as well. Really happy to be with you, Adil. Thank you.
Oh, amazing, Belson. I mean, for those of us who have been aviation enthusiasts, we've been legendary fans of Jet Airways. You practically had a huge role to play in that. You spent 25 years there, built it up from the ground up. You started loyalty marketing in 95. I mean, if you think about that, I don't think a lot of companies were focusing on loyalty back in the day. And then now I think all those lessons are coming into Akasa, and super excited to kind of have this conversation with you today. So let's sink our teeth into the first one, Belson. Akasa is pretty much like a trailblazer in the industry today, growing at a speed that is unprecedented. Can you take us back to the inception of Akasa? What were the initial challenges you faced in brand building? How did you and your team manage to create such a powerful identity so quickly? It's a crowded market, but to distinctly stand out takes a phenomenal amount of effort. So if you could talk about that, that'll be helpful.
Yeah, thanks, Adelia. It takes me back, way back to 2021, actually, when our founder and a close friend who, you know, came out with this thought and a strong belief that India needs an airline. India needs a professionally run airline. India needs an airline that is going to, you know, really, really, you know, walk the talk and deliver the service excellence that everybody talks about. So it started from there, and we got started on how the brand should be, you know, what should be our core essence and values of what we're trying to build. So whole lot of sort of thinking through at that point in time. And, you know, we try to keep it simple, but you're right, a cluttered market. How could the brand stand out? How could the brand be differentiated? How could the brand connect with the consumer? Were some of the conversations that we had very early in late 2021, early 2022. And, the name struck a chord, Akasa Air. And that's where the tagline that you see came about, which is "It's Your Sky." And I think it's one of the most powerful taglines that I have worked with and I have sort of seen or experienced, because it just gives you such a wide canvas to play your brand with, right? It connects with, you know, you, me. It connects with all the now 4,000 plus employees. It connects with all the stakeholders. So we always said that the sky, you know, doesn't discriminate. The sky, you know, embraces all of us. And I think that was a start for us. And if you see the logo and the identity that we did, again, while keeping it simplistic, it connects with various elements of the sky. It's got a portion or a cut of a wing of an aircraft, which is about dependability. It's got, you know, this sun element coming into that. It's got the runway that it creates on its own. So it's got its own message and inspiration for us. And that's where the whole brand identity came about. For us, we said it has to be relatable. Somebody should be able to just draw it if he feels like it's, and that should be as easy as that. Easier said than done, but these were the discussions and conversations at that point in time. And then I was fortunate, actually, Adil, to hit upon just a very simple diagram that somebody had put together where it showcased airlines using colors across the globe, across the world. And, you know, I could see what percentage of colors are used at what level by different airlines. And one of the thought for me at that point, at a very early stage, was just visualizing without even having a brand identity or the colors defined, was imagine an aircraft of Akasa on the tarmac with many other different brands and different airlines out there. And we visualized that also saying, imagine that aircraft being on a tarmac at an international airport. And it was very clear for us that it has to be very, very different. It has to be impactful. It has to stand out when you see among 10 other planes or different colors put together. And that's where from the logo and the name Akasa Air came the colors of orange and purple. It also connects, you know, with the passion that we say bring together as an airline, where purple is we call it as passionate purple, and the orange one we define for our internal inspiration as sunrise orange, and those colors we believe combined well with each other and put together created a very impactful and a distinct identity of that aircraft, which everybody would then see it every day, not just on ground, up in the air, on the tarmac with multiple other brands out there. So we believe that would be the impact that it would create. And that's how the whole brand identity, the tagline, and the colors came together. Of course, a lot of research went through it, a lot of internal conversations on what it could be. But as you see the aircraft livery and the logo, yet powerful, impactful, it is equally simple. And we kept that simplicity of that identity. And it worked for us. And especially in a digital age, it's a digital first brand. Akasa is a digital first brand. You know, helped us to really go to market where people could connect. We could engage with consumers with the identity that was evolving and coming out at that point in time. And the other good part, Adil, was as a marketeer, you look forward to these sort of moments where India didn't have an airline for many years, and this was a new airline coming in. So there was a lot of anticipation. There was a lot of curiosity from a brand and marketing point of view. A lot of marketeers and you know, every interested stakeholder was thinking through what this brand would be, how it would look, how it would connect. And I think the digital platform and the digital age gave us that ability to create that inquisitiveness and slowly open up and reveal the brand identity, you know, to the consumer. So that's a bit of a journey. And I want to tell you one more thing before we go into the next, you know, question of yours is, we are a very, very employee-centric company. We believe that, you know, engaging with our employees, listening to them and taking their feedback is super important. And I can tell you the brand livery on identity, we could have gone announcing and releasing this as a big bang sort of event. But what we did was, and because we were a small group at that point in time, working very closely, the identity was a well-guarded secret between just the probably two of us, me and Vinay at that point in time. But we wanted to open it up and make sure that our colleagues and employees had a first look before we went out. So we actually launched and revealed our brand identity to the children of our employees. Because as we were building the airline, the families were excited, the children were excited and anticipating what this Akasa brand identity is going to look like. And for us, it was an emotional connect to say, we want to go back to the same kids who are giving me various ideas. Many of them sketched aircraft livery. Many of them sent me references of colors. Many of them designed uniforms for our crew to send it to me even before we had done any work. And that was the emotional connect and I guess in a way inspiration as well. So we actually launched one evening called All the Children of the Employees. We told the employees, you're not going to be on that call. It's only your children. And reveal the identity in the aircraft livery, which everybody was looking for. And the next day in the morning, we then revealed it to our employees. It was a small group of about 100 of us at that point as we were starting the airline. And then later part of the day, we announced it to the media. So that was the way we went about announcing and you know, showcasing the brand identity of Akasa at that point in time. So I hope gives you a bit of a journey and the way we went about building this brand, more than building the brand, you know, crafting the visual identity of Akasa.
Oh yeah, thanks, Belson, for taking us down memory lane. That is fascinating. And I think what you did was very smart, like delivering it to children, because you think about it, today kids are obsessed with airlines and they love aircraft livery and they're tracking pretty much everything. I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, wow. So I have two boys. But the 12-year-old, this guy is pretty much every evening after school on Flight Radar. He's trying to figure out, wow, which aircraft is going on top of our house. He is part of Discord, which has multiple airline servers. And they're chatting about different aircraft equipment. He's particularly passionate about the 747s, which are very few left in the world, which are in active circulation today. And he's like, Dad, when are you going to take me on the 747? So I think kids are enthusiastic and they look forward to, you know, flying with their parents. And oftentimes, your decisions are swayed with the choices that your kids make. And just kind of revealing to them, seeing their reaction, I think that's super, super smart.
And I want to tell you, Adil, that your son has an open offer to walk into our office and meet some of our experts. They can have a look at how we manage our daily operations, what happens behind the scene in running an airline. So happy to have him come and join us here anytime.
Belson, he would take you up on that offer. The moment I tell him, he's going to like, Dad, when are you putting me on a plane to Bombay? So, you know, absolutely would love to take you up on that. Maybe the next time we're there in Bombay.
He is welcome anytime, Adil.
Thank you. Thank you with that. All right, let's talk a little bit about customer experience. Curious to know, obviously the aviation market today is super competitive and customer importance is like more important than ever. When you are crafting, you know, the whole play in the form of the brand and then the experience, because it's not just about identity, but it's also about experience. It's about hospitality. It's about network. It's about on-time performance. It's about, you know, the way people are greeted right at the check-in counters, all the way onto the boarding experience, and then the in-flight experience. There's in-flight dining. By the way, love your spinach portlies, and we'll come to that in a bit. But also, then kind of the whole baggage delivery and then you getting out. So there's that entire flywheel. Curious, Belson, like, what have your insights been? What is the Indian customer asking for, and what's clicking for you, and what are you delivering?
Yeah, that's a great question, Adil. Actually, you know, we've been quite sort of fortunate to have a structure and, if I may say, the culture that enables us to really, really focus on delivering the promise of being, you know, customer centric. I'm responsible for, you know, there's 7 departments across the company, and every department that has an impact on customer experience, apart from the cabin crew and the ground staff, these departments is something that I'm responsible for. And why I'm saying that is that structure, right from training to custom experience to the tech space of e-commerce where consumer tech comes to play, to CRM/loyalty, if you may say, to marketing and brand for sure. All of these, if you can just think about, has a direct impact on not just the product and the brand, but also the softer side of how do we train our people? How do we build content for training? How do we make sure that our customer experience team is listening to the customer and looking at the data and insights that are coming to us on a daily basis, looking at situations that we get, new situations that we encounter every day, and how do those new situations come back into our training program, to the data that we're looking at, how we can use that data to personalize, you know, consumers, reward and recognize them, right? You have an airline, aviation is such a complex business, and, you know, this sort of an ecosystem that is integrated helps us to reduce that complexity in a way. So that's the first part of why I believe that we are in a good position to deliver the promise that we're, you know, making to the consumer. And that actually has been the foundation for us to build what we've built. So let me take you quickly through the consumer journey and tell you where all of this comes together. The tech that we put in, not just have you have that mobile app to book your tickets. We need to look at the consumer journey where, you know, once you are, for example, once you reach the airport, how can I give you the ability to know which gate your flight is going to be? Typically, you'll stand in front of a display at the airport and wait till this flight number scrolls down to for your flight to come to see your gate number is 27. Here, imagine you have just walked into the airport, flying on Akasa, and the first thing is you get a notification on your phone to say your flight is departing on gate number 27. As you walk through the airport, if there's a gate change, sometimes it happens, you get to know the gate change as a notification on your phone. If you checked in your bag, Adil, traditionally you would get those small tags of paper bits that you will save very carefully to make sure that that's a reference of the bag that has been, you know, checked in for you. Here, imagine now you get a notification of the bag tag numbers on your phone. So you have a digital copy of your bag tag. So, you know, hands-free in a way without any paper. And then imagine when you arrive and the aircraft lands, and before you step out of our aircraft, you get a notification to say your bag is going to be on belt number 3. And now imagine all that is automated, real time, on your phone. That's the go-to place for you to live your life as a consumer, as a frequent traveler. These are some of the, you know, interesting but fun sort of features that technology has enabled us to build and deliver to a consumer. You know, step into the aircraft. How do we really, really consciously design the aircraft onboard experience from a hard product, Adil? If you see, we take pride in having the most comfortable seats. So the investment that we made in the seat comfort, adding extra cushioning, is a big differentiator for us, and we get tremendous amount of feedback from customers that we've got the best and most comfortable seats. Let me tell you, Adil, as a responsible stakeholder here, my job is not just to add on all these customer friendly things, but I also have to be extremely conscious on how do I take care of the impact of all of these. So anything that you add on an aircraft, every gram that you add on an aircraft adds on to the weight, which adds on to my fuel burn. But here, Akasa has taken a very conscious call to say, it doesn't matter. Comfort is most important. Adding an extra layer of cushion is our commitment to a comfortable flight for the consumer. So it's just not about always looking at where you can reduce your cost, but it's also taking very judicious calls to say, this cost is worth it. And I believe that the comfort that you get on our seats is second to none. Add to that, Adil, I think in the industry, we offer the best legroom for the consumer. So good legroom coupled with comfortable seats and a brand new plane with a very happy environment. We've designed the interiors of the aircraft with a very happy purple cushion that we've designed. We are lucky to have the aircraft where we can play with lighting. So we can do mood lighting based on the time of day, based on the theme that we want to follow. So we run a program called Skylights. Example, during the World Cup, where India was and India won, every day when India was playing, the aircraft would be lit up in the tricolor of Indian flag. And that's our sort of, our little bit to encourage our team and say we are there for you. During Diwali, the lights in the plane change to a nice vibrant color. During Christmas, it changes to a different color. So we have the ability of the hard product in interior of the aircraft to make that cabin very happy and comfortable for you, from seat cushions to the leg room to, just the ambience that we create. Not just that, two more points that I'm super happy about what it gives to the consumer. Number one is the plane. We have our engines, which are almost 40 to 50%, which make less noise. They are 40 to 50% quieter. And you can imagine the cabin feel when you have that lesser engine noise when you're flying, especially want to focus on some work at some point in time, listen to some music of your own. And also our focus on sustainability, we get almost 20% reduction in carbon emission because of the engines that we fly. So a little bit of our giving back to the environment and nature. So these are things that right from the tech enablement, right from the product and the comfort that we've designed, we wanted to carry pets on our flights. Pet parents usually would not travel by air because they didn't want to leave their pets at home. So they would either drive or not travel at all. So we said, this is a very, very important sort of a commitment from us that we want to, let this, space be owned by Akasa. So pets can fly, pet parents can now happily travel. We believe that, going forward and even now, especially the younger generation will connect with a brand that is, that cares for the society and that cares for the environment. And one of Akasa's values is sustainability. Not just the plane reducing, 20% less carbon emission. We've got our meal packaging. The meal packaging that we do is of recycled material. All the, hand tissues and et cetera on our flights are made of recycled material. We've gone even bigger where our employee uniforms, our crew uniforms are made out of recycled material, recycled polyester from marine waste. We took a conscious decision, Adil, that typically in aviation, when a new aircraft comes to your home, you welcome that with water gun salute. You would have seen that. We said it's a waste of a lot of water. We said from day one, that's something that we're not going to do. So these are some of the segments that came. Our product on board, for example, have got a Braille menu card as well as Braille safety card. So it's our commitment to create an inclusive travel environment. I must say, Adil, when we were building this airline, one of the important keyword for us was inclusivity. And we always told ourselves that, and we were lucky, right? Because we built this airline together in 21, 22. We had the luxury of some of the best experienced talent out in the industry to join us, right? To work with us. And many of us have worked in the past. So setting up an airline, getting operations up and running was a no-brainer with some of the best talent that we had. But what was important for us was to create an airline that creates a very inclusive environment. And we told ourselves, and we tell this to ourselves even today, that we want to be an airline that takes care of not just a frequent traveler, but also a first-time traveler. And that was one of the belief in our business model that we put way back in 21, which is India will have a lot of first-time travelers. The India story, right? That was the inspiration for us, that India is growing and will continue to grow. This is the golden decade of aviation, as we believed. And if that's going to continue, our middle class is going to grow, a lot of disposable income. And through that, first-time travelers will come our way. And if we build an airline that is focused on first-time traveler, we will easily take care of the frequent traveler as well, Adil. We've made significant investment in training. We got a 40,000 square feet state-of-the-art training center. We run three centers, two in Delhi and one in Bangalore. And that's not just an infrastructure commitment, but a commitment to run a very high-tech setup with the best talent of trainers who develop content and who's got experience in running and training airlines, because the promise that we made was to be the most dependable airline. And to be the most dependable airline, it's not only about flying planes on time, it's also about being respectful, warm, friendly, honest, and that's what we want all of our employees, not just our cabin crew and our ground staff, but all of us sitting here behind in the back office, to be having those sort of value. So the training academy that we run is a very important investment, and it'll continue to be one of the most important areas for us, which will build the culture of service excellence for us, which will build a culture of being respectful, warm, and friendly to our consumers. We are fortunate to have some of the best talent, best expertise in aviation and outside of aviation. Is a nice combination and a balance that we put together, which makes us confident that we are here for the long run.
That's fairly comprehensive. Thank you for taking us through that, Belson. I learned two things. So first, initially you started talking about how you care for your employees in one of my first questions. And you said that you're very focused towards your employees. Then you went deeply caring about your customer experience and said that it's not one thing, but little things matter much. And if it means that I have to burn more fuel to make my customers feel more comfortable, I'll do it, because that kind of matters. And then you came back and again, you brought down this whole thing about training, because that kind of distinguishes you apart, because it sets the foundation for how, you treat your employees, and then your employees then treat your customers. So the other thing that I've externally observed from the market is that typically crew wears formal footwear, but y'all introduce sneakers. And that's really caring about your team, because should they wear formals, especially because they're going to be on a flight for about 8 hours a day, at least that's typically what they do, right? Or sometimes even more. So then, and from the time they leave their house till the time they get back to their house, formal footwear hurts. But sneakers are comfortable. And y'all actually thought through that and baked into that experience. And that's so cool to see, because I think that defines who you are, and you really, truly, madly, deeply care, not only about your customers, but also your employees. So thanks for taking us.
Absolutely. Yeah. For us, you know, our employee comfort, when we were designing the whole uniform, came first. There was nothing more or nothing less. Of course, there were two other sort of key asks when we were designing. One was to bring in the sustainability angle to this, and that's how our uniforms are made out of recycled polyester, made out of marine waste. And the second one was we wanted an Indian touch. So if you see the Bangla feel that came through, has an Indian touch. So these three things came together, but comfort of our employees was extremely important. I must tell you, when we were, doing this, writing this brief on the uniforms, it was just me, trying to put this together. I didn't have any help. We worked with an agency, a close friend of mine who was running that. And because we had to keep this quite well-guarded secret at that point in time when these things were happening. And during the research, the thought and idea of sneakers came actually from an intern that I had to ask help for, because I was running around doing 500 things, and the only person that I could ask to do an internship was my daughter, who was still studying, because I wanted two hands and two legs to do some work for us. And it was her recommendation to say, why should our crew wear heels and formal wear? Why can't it be sneakers? And we took it from there, but for us it was a no-brainer in a way, right? Comfort came first. And that continues to be, Adil, because we genuinely believe that we can make a lot of policies, we can make a lot of processes, we can give a lot of guidance to our team members. But if the team doesn't feel connected, if the team doesn't feel that we are thinking of them, it's very difficult for them to take those values and those processes to the consumer, right? And I think it's worked well for us. We continue to commit ourselves to our employees' well-being, comfort, listen to them on a regular basis. And that, I think, will be hopefully a differentiator. And I think it is a differentiator at this point in time for us.
Awesome, awesome. So with that, I think it's time to bring in our AI companion, KPAI, to ask you a question around the intersection of technology and airline marketing, because this is something that I'm really fascinated about and I'm curious to know, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are curious too as well.
Thank you, Adil. Belson, as an AI, I'm particularly interested in how technology is shaping the future of airline marketing. Could you share your thoughts on how AI and machine learning are being integrated into Akasa Air's marketing strategies? Are there any specific AI-driven initiatives that have significantly improved customer engagement or operational efficiency?
Thank you. Thank you, KPI. That's a very common question now, especially given the last 1 year of conversations that have been happening around this. We are a tech-first company. We are a digital-first company. And I must say, we are a cloud-first company as well. It's part of our DNA in what we do in terms of leveraging tech. And with AI and machine learning, that's evolved over a period of time. That's an important area for us. There are a couple of things that we are very passionate about. One is, how can we use technology, especially AI, to drive personalization? Airlines churn a lot of data, tons of data, but rarely get utilized to make marketing decisions or to use it for marketing. Personalization for us to, identify consumer behavior and then extend it to reward and recognize them is a very important use case. And at this point, that's something that we are experimenting with. I believe AI has a tremendous role in the work that we're trying to do or the promise that we are making to our consumers on service excellence, especially, you know, with listening side of it. How can we leverage AI on the listening side and help us to you know, give a very insightful response ability? It'll help us to prioritize responses. It'll help us, of course, to you know, up the game in terms of quality of responses as well. Early days, I must say, but that's the focus for us. There's a lot of opportunity for us when we talk about technology in aviation. People tend to just look at what's at the front end where consumers use, but airlines are heavily, at least Akasa is heavily invested in using technology for back-end processes to run our operations, whether it's, you know, having technology to run our engineering and maintenance to our operations control center at the back end, running our daily flight operations to our team, focusing on network planning. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity to leverage this new and evolving technology for back office systems and back office processes, whether to optimize them or whether to bring in more efficiency. And at some point, even to look at how it can help us to, you know, optimize costs. So there is a wide sort of a canvas for us to play with. We are experimenting and doing proof of concept in some of these that I talked about. Also enable, today we believe that consumers look for self-service more than reaching out to an agent or a call center executive, or even visiting a website to find information. So how can we be there to drive self-service for the consumer on his daily needs or daily queries, including booking and check-in using AI? And these are some of the areas that we are invested in at this point in time.
Thank you, Belson, for that response. It's clear that Akasa Air is at the forefront of leveraging technology to enhance the customer experience.
Belson, final question for you. Let's talk about flying into the future for a little bit. As Akasa enters its third year, what's next on the horizon? What can passengers expect in terms of, one, new routes, two, new services, innovations that will potentially further enhance their travel experience? And how do you see Akasa's brand evolving in the coming years?
24 months, as you said, for us, Adil, 24 aircraft, 27 destinations. Out of that, 5 are international, 11 million passengers, about 70,000 tons of cargo, 3,900 odd pets on our flight, close to 4 million meals served, and 4,000 plus employees just within 2 years. I think something, as you said at the beginning of your introduction, something unprecedented and has never been seen or heard or done in the history of aviation. So that is what we call as a sky print for the first 2 years of Akasa. Of course, you know, we've got on order 226 planes. Very few. I don't think any airline has ordered this many planes in its first 12 months or first 18 months of operation. So that tells you how focused and committed we are for the long haul, right? As Vinay always says, we're building this airline for our grandchildren. So these are some of the, you know, strategic thinking and decisions that have to happen at a very early stage if you want to build an airline that's going to run for decades to come. So 2 years, that's a sky print, which I just, you know, rattled some numbers for you. And by the way, you said that, and I want to thank you for observing and picking that point, which is when you are starting an airline and growing at the pace that we have grown at Akasa in 2 years. And in that period, you're scaling up every 15 days, you have a plane coming, every, you know, 15 days, you have a new destination being launched. It's unprecedented, and you can imagine what probably goes in within the teams to get this up and running. And while you do that, Adil, think about this. While you do that, you still run an efficient and a punctual airline. Year one, we were number one. In the first 4 months of this financial year, we're number one for the 3 months. In August, we are leading as number one. So, you know, running operations in the midst of this fast scale up that you did and still be the most punctual and on-time airline in India is the proudest moment for us, if I have to look back, right? And I'm glad you observed that. We don't really make noise about it. Probably now you give me a cue to talk more about that and why not? Because we've been consistent enough to deliver that punctual experience to consumers. Going forward, we continue to scale. We continue to have new aircraft coming. The remaining aircraft that we're going to get are production aircraft. These are actually made to our specs. The first set that came, 24, were white tails that were already brand new, made earlier, and we took them on to start the airline. But the rest of the aircraft that are going to come for us are production made, which are actually made to our specs, which will have a PED holder for your device, USB power, which is not just the A type, but also the C type, because every new device is coming with C type. And all the current aircraft will get retrofitted with that. So that's the product consistency that you'll get. So new planes and better technology in terms of USB power and, you know, a device holder, etc. We are going to continue to expand both domestic and international. The last destination that we announced, which we're starting on the 23rd, is to Kuwait. We'll now spread across other countries, across the ASEAN region, across the SAARC region. We grow this organically basis, the business need and the research that our planning team does on a regular basis. We don't look at market share. We don't look at comparisons anywhere. We just focus on what works best for us in our run to profitability. So that's the only decision maker when we decide on new routes, additional flights, or new destinations. Tech is going to continue to be the biggest space for us as far as the investment is concerned. And analytics and data, Adil, is going to, it is, even at this point, the backbone of our decision making and insights that we get. So analytics is a huge space for us. AI will, also power the work that we do in this space of data and analytics. There is no day there's no decision that we make without insights and analytics that play a role in this. So the whole tech data space is going to be what Akasa will bring. Some of things will be directly experienced by the consumer. Some of them will power behind the scene decision making ability. And we continue to innovate, Adil, just like we, got sneakers for our teams, just like we have done, notifications to make your life easy across the airports, going forward to building. We're working on, at this point, on, making our site one of the most accessible site and app across not just the industry, but service industry, if I may say, because that falls under our, commitment to create a very inclusive environment. So that's a very important space for us. So there is tech that comes into play in building that. We just look at the consumer journey as an opportunity where we can bring in tech and new product and product features that will make consumer journey, seamless. I think this is a good point in time for us after 2 years of the brand being out there, the feedback that we've got in terms of how the brand is getting connected with consumers and, driving that engagement for us. So lots of work to do. Just 2 years, early days, if you see in a startup world. But for us, we already feel that we are an airline who've been there for 20 years. But the hunger and the commitment continues and is even bigger than day one.
You know, Wilson, I was, you just reminded me of a book. LinkedIn's chairman and founder, Reid Hoffman, he wrote a book called Blitzscaling. And he said, mm-hmm. It's easy to grow, but then how do you grow and then quadruple every year? And I think you gave us a masterclass today in terms of how do you actually blitzscale. You've built an airline from the ground up in 2 years, and it's remarkable. So with that, that's a wrap on this episode. We've flown through pretty much everything from the genesis of an airline, Akasa, to marketing wisdom. That's like truly sky high. We've spoken about valuing your people, which is your employees. We've spoken about valuing your customers. And then we've really gone deep into how do you build like a synchronous journey that weaves across different touch points to ensure that your guest experience is absolutely top notch. Belson, huge thank you for joining us on TGIMS, the Great Indian Marketing Show. Your insights were A++, which is one of the cabins that you had. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember, marketing isn't about just taking off. It's about navigating the skies and reaching those high altitudes that really set you apart. Until next time, from KPI, Belson, and Adil, wishing you clear skies and smooth journeys ahead. Take care.
The Great Indian Marketing Show, crafted with care by Sanskar Agarwal.